Welcome to Market View with Ike Ios and Friends. This show that not only reveals and analyzes the inside story on today's market news, but also uncovers the areas where investors can make money right now. Market Views with Ike Ios and Friends is being brought to you by GN Capital Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm Ike Ios, your host for Market Views. This guest, my good friend, Mr. Glenn Lee. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Ike. How's it going?
Well. Glenn, today we're going to be talking about gold because last year when gold staged its final ferocious rally, many people were predicting that gold was going to 1,200, 1,500, 2,000. You were among the very few who identified this leg as a terminal one and you turned bearish on gold.
Right. It was 4 days after the high, actually, I turned bearish.
Let's talk about what led you to that conclusion and then take us through the last year, and then from there we'll talk about what should be expecting going forward.
Well, one of the most important tenets of NEO wave, which is not exactly the same as Elliott wave, is that there's very specific behavior requirements when a pattern concludes what needs to happen to prove that the prior trend is over and a new trend has begun. And when I was watching gold advance above $1,000, I knew that structurally was getting close to the end, and I was warning customers that, you know, we should be out, we shouldn't be going short, but we shouldn't be long the gold market anymore. I was waiting for a decline, that sort of a definitive decline that had to be larger and faster than any previous decline that had occurred since July of last year when the final surge upwards started. And when I saw that happen, within 4 days, right off the high, it dropped about $100, $150, $200, I can't remember how much, but it was quite a bit right off the high, almost instantly. And then I knew, because of that event, that the bull market was over and that we were now going to go into a down or sideways trend for what should be the next 4 to 6 years. And so I immediately turned bearish on gold. I immediately indicated the top was in. And I, right into that time frame or right after, also started warning customers that the economy should begin experiencing, for the very first time in my lifetime, a period of deflation, not inflation, so that we would actually be experiencing prices of everything going downward instead of upward, which has been predominantly the trend for most of my life. It's probably, I guess, for what, the last 70, 80 years, it's been mostly sideways or up in the cost or prices of virtually everything. And that's because the U.S. dollar was declining in value gradually for almost the last, 80 years, I guess, or most of the last 80 years. So based on gold structure indicating it was topping and that it was going to retrace back down about $500 over the next 4 to 6 years, it was sort of a logical assumption that the inflationary environment must be coming to an end. Otherwise, how could gold drop so much over a 4 to 6 year period?
Well, already halfway there.
Well, yeah, maybe it's going to get worse than I expected, but I just saw something that a customer sent to me today. It was an interesting article in the BBC News that said that consumer prices fell a record amount this month. It was a 1% drop in October, and indicates that that was the biggest decline that had occurred since 1960. So that's 48 years. That's quite a change of circumstances from what we've been experiencing. I was actually born in 1960, so ever since I was born.
The fact that gold has dropped as much as it has in such a short period, does that change your time frame?
No, I don't think so. You know, patterns typically will start off very quickly, and then they tend to waste a lot of time after the initial move has started because everybody's trying to dive in and take advantage of it, and it just doesn't let them for very long periods of time. It may eventually go to $400, which would be, I guess, about a 60% decline off the high in America. Values, but 500 looks like a really safe target, and that it does have to take at least 4 to 6 years. So those are the two things I can say with certainty. The rest, at this point, I can't give you a lot of detail of how it's going to happen or how it's going to unfold outside of those general parameters. There's certain times in underway theory where you can specifically predict what's going to happen, and there's certain times you can only generally predict, and other times and you just have absolutely no idea. This is one of those times when I can just generally say what the trend is and how long it's going to take, but not exactly how it's going to get there. And I don't have any reason to believe that the structure has changed. It's just kicked off with a very strong, powerful move, I guess, because so many people were bullish on gold and probably got caught in the frenzy that it's now put them in a position where there's almost no way they're going to make any money. So that's typically what markets like to do.
Well, let's talk about the charts.
Okay. So what I have here is a sequential listing from 1 to 14, I think it is, of every single weekly update that I produced since July of last year. These weekly updates are only done once a month, and that's because wave structure doesn't change that much on a weekly chart, you know, every week. It takes time for things to evolve. So I only release the weekly chart once a month. And so what we're seeing here is, you know, not a cherry-picking process or anything like that, but exactly what I was saying at each point in time for the beginning of each month. On the first chart, you'll see it says July 6, 2007. You can see how I have this contracting triangle-looking pattern where the E wave is breaking out the side of the triangle, and I'm marking that as the end of wave E and a bigger B wave. And at the bottom, if you read it, it says gold is now at a crucial juncture and that a powerful uptrend must begin this month. So that was my stance at the time. And if we move on to the next chart, which is number 2, and that should be for August, August 1st, it looks like, 2007, you can see that the initial pop-up in gold has already started. I'm not sure exactly how much it rallied, but I think it was about $60 or so sometime after that update was released. There was a dramatic change in behavior, and the market began to rally just as I was expecting. Move on to the next month, which is September. I had all these charts organized, and my computer's messed them all up, so it takes me a second to find them. But this is a blow-up of the weekly chart, because as I was comfortable and certain that the pattern had come to an end, I wanted to get a very precise measurement of the moment that the pattern was technically over. Now, you'll notice that there was a low in early July where there's a little C wave there on the chart. That was the initial kickoff that sort of told me that the bull market was beginning. But you'll see about a 90% retracement of that initial kickoff. And under wave theory, that is not the way trends normally start. So it actually caused me to adjust the conclusion of the pattern to the next higher low. And in there, I'm indicating right below where you see all those labels. It says the trends would be sideways or up, and I capitalized up because I thought it would be way up for the next 30 days. And then I see a clear and violent break to the low trend line. So I'm trying to read what I said here. But just generally speaking, we're looking for the trend to go sideways or up, and that wave B is right on the verge of finishing. So we move to the next month. This is October. Okay, and then you can see on this chart we finally started thrusting upward, typical of what you'd see in a contracting triangle once it's over, a really violent move, very similar to the drop that we had from the high at 740. You see that capital A wave back in 2006, and that sort of like a rectangle showing the really big break into mid-2006 or so. I was measuring that and taking that as the expected upside move for gold. It didn't have to happen in the same amount of time, but it had to be at least similar in price. And so that was beginning from what looked like the starting point, which is higher than the low. You can see how I measured that same amount of price action. And I was projecting a move. This projection started just a week or two after the uptrend began. But since these are only released once a month, you didn't get to see that on the daily charts. But I was projecting a move way above 800 within a week or so of the uptrend starting. So that was the initial upside target, and so obviously, you know, I'm bullish when this was written. This is October. Let's move on to the next month. In November 07, this is chart number 5. Here you can see that the market came very, very close to the initial upside target, stopped just shy of it, and because of the way that it rallied and because we still had plenty of time until the apex point of the triangle, I was pretty confident that the uptrend was not over, but I did expect a really nice sell-off. So this is the first time that I started actually putting very specific forecasts on the chart themselves. I didn't start this right away when I began my new service, but I started doing this, obviously this is in November, so I started doing it in November, which gave people a lot better idea of exactly what I'm expecting, exactly what wave structure implies. So you can see from there it's looking for a drop down to about 750 over a period of a couple of months, maybe, you know, 1 to 2 months. That was in November. So let me move on to the next chart, which would be December. You can see in December that decline was about $75. It wasn't quite $100 at the time, but I was still expecting it to take a little more time, and then you'll notice how I'm showing a much more dramatic and powerful move up to about 900. This is, of course, if you remember, when things got really crazy with the gold market, when the public was just pouring in and television shows about, you know, gold companies from buying gold and stuff. It really started getting very popular toward the end of the advance. That was December. So let's move on to January. That'd be chart number 7. Okay, as you can see, the pattern started to evolve, because what happens with wave theory is that I can't always know exactly the structure of the move as it happens. Especially as you get to the center of a move, the uncertainty level increases, the confusion level can increase, and it's at those points that you can only just generally say the trend is up, or the trend is down, or it's going to go sideways, but you can't say how it's going to do it. So as the market was advancing, the structure was slowly evolving as I got more information, but I still wasn't exactly sure, and I couldn't be exactly sure how it would proceed day to day or even week to week, but I would have a very general idea of what should happen. Let's see. So you can see in the January update that I'm basically looking for a sell-off of some sort, and then even more upside. Every time, you notice as this progressed from July of last year till now, every single update, the upside target keeps going higher, because the structural evidence keeps getting clearer about what's going on as it gets closer and closer to the end. So moving on to February. Okay, at this particular point, you'll notice there's a change here. I didn't actually put in a red dashed line this time because I really didn't know how it was going to move at all. I knew the trend was still up, but I didn't know how it was going to proceed. So there's no indication there. But if you look at the bottom, you see it says that gold would need to produce at least one more substantial run to new highs, probably above 1,000. And of course, when I wrote this, it was in around 900. But above 1,000 during February and March, shake out the longs before the final blow off begins and the false break of the upper trend line. So I was still, you know, very bullish at the time, expecting more upside. What were you experiencing during this time that all this was happening? Because you get a lot of input from people all around the world, I guess, with all the interviews you do. I'm pretty sure I remember around this time we were starting to hear people talk about 1,500 gold, 3,000 gold. There was even one guy who bet $1 million that the gold was going to go up to $1,600 within a certain period of time. And that was when I pretty much knew, when I saw that and I heard that, I pretty much knew that was the end, that the gold market top had probably happened, or that, you know, it was coming to an end. Because probably the strongest indication of the end of any trend is when people extrapolate the current trend and double or triple or quadruple whatever the current price is. So the minute you start hearing them double the price, you know you're getting close. If they triple or quadruple it, it's almost always instantly the end of the trend. Right. Well, I figured that if anybody was that confident, they had to be wrong. it was just too obvious to me. And sentiment was absurd. Remember how high sentiment had been? It had been up in the 90% range almost perpetually for practically an entire year. That is the most bullish environment I have, or the most bullish sentiment circumstances I've ever seen in my life in any market at any time. So, you know, I knew once it started, once the bear market started, it would be quite severe. It was just a matter of being in once, you know, once it got started, and that was the hard part, of course. So you want to move on to the next? Okay, so that was number 8. Let's go on to number 9. So this is March of 08. Obviously, we're getting very close to the high. You can see that the trend is still going up. And this is the first time in, see, this is March, so the first time in 9 months since the uptrend began that I'm beginning to get uncomfortable with the uptrend. So you see where it says the trend next 30 days topping. So I started to warn customers that we're getting close to a top. I said in the previous month that one more substantial run to new highs, probably above 1,000, was expected. Because whether that level is achieved or not, this rally is in very late stages. Sentiment is not only extremely high, but the public is finally diving in. So this is the very, you know, these are the signs of the beginning of the end of the trend. So notice, again, don't give any specific target price action because I can't be sure exactly how crazy this fifth wave was going to get. But from experience, I know that fifth wave extension patterns typically can get really crazy if they're, you know, at the end of a bull market. Also, I know that major turning points like 1,000 or some major round number is typically a magnet to draw markets. So I figured it would get above 1,000 just because it was there. Okay, let's move on to chart number 10. Okay, and this between chart number 9 and chart number 10, obviously I produce daily charts that are released once a week. And it was during that time, 4 days after the high, that I finally said that the gold bull market is over. By the time this chart was done, I think it was 2 weeks after the high, that I said it 4 days after the high. And I started mapping out exactly what I thought should happen. And this is based on the fact that after you finish a fifth wave extension, the market's going to retrace all of it in this case, because it's the end of multiple patterns. It's going to retrace all of it, but that it would probably take a little more time to do than the actual pattern took to form. So that's just a rule under wave theory that at least is part of NeoWave. If you measure from the low around 650 up to the high, if you measure that time frame, it should take a little longer to break 650 than it took to get up to the high. And so far, I think that that has happened. I think we've actually passed the amount of time that wave 5 took to form, but we'll see that as we move on. So you can see how I'm mapping out what should take place. Let's go and move on to chart 11. Okay, and I didn't change the red dashed line at all from one date to the next. So you can see how closely it followed the expectations so far, at least through May. And you'll see where it says the trend is now sideways or down, with emphasis on the word down, that the market's going to be mostly going in a downtrend for quite a while. And obviously your listeners can look at all the specifics of what I said at the bottom when they have, you know, a little extra time. Okay, moving on to chart 12. So June 4th. And again, the same red dashed line. You see how the market almost bottomed exactly where I was expecting it to. And then the rally was a little bit bigger than expected, but still following the general outline. Moving on to July. This is chart number 13. This, because of the amount of sideways action between chart 12 and 13, I had to make a drastic change in short-term expectations. So by the time this chart was recreated a month later, a lot of price action had moved sideways. And so you can see that I've readjusted my expectations, looking for a move back up to about 970 or so, and then another big, huge sell-off to around 800. This was a really strange situation, by the way. For those who are interested in wave theory, you'll notice that it looks like there's a contracting triangle. Do you see the contracting trend line? There's an expanding triangle with what I call reverse alternation. So what makes an expanding triangle has to do with the internal structures, not the shape of the channels. It's this is sort of where NeoWave diverges from LeoWave. LeoWave is almost purely a pattern recognition phenomenon based on the Fibonacci number sequence and Fibonacci relationships. The rule base is sort of small. It's more based on how things look. But NeoWave takes a whole level of complexity and adds it on top of that and gives a tremendous number of new rules and criteria of how patterns have to behave. And so in this particular case, if you look closely, after the bold little, the bold letter A, there's a tiny little A around 950. And if you measure that, that move is the smallest of the three advances. So we have wave A going up, and then wave C is bigger. And based on the fact that C was bigger, wave E had to be larger if it was going to be an expanding triangle. It couldn't be a contracting triangle anymore, so the obvious assumption is it would be an expanding triangle. So I had to assume that wave E was going to be larger, and the pattern would give the appearance of a contracting triangle, but wouldn't behave like a contracting triangle. Anyway, looking for it to move up, you know, close to 970, and then start a big sell-off. So let's move on to chart 14. Okay, this is August 6th of 2008, and you can see the red dash prediction is there. The market went a little bit higher than expected and then started selling off. And that concluded the B wave as an expanding triangle, even though it doesn't look like it at all. Yeah, so it's sort of weird, but, you know, when you follow the rules of a market, instead of trying to feel your way with the way it appears, your results are much better. But most people, when they apply wave theory, always do it on a sort of a look and feel process instead of a very highly complex rule-based process. So the results aren't as good. So after the B wave finished, we started selling off and then moving into September 2008, you can see it only took a month for it to drop all the way down below 800, so it got a little bit lower than expected. And then that was the end of wave C of this very strange formation we've been in ever since. And then, of course, the bounce for wave D is expected. Let's move on to October. You could, the drop actually went even lower than expected, and then the bounce was even bigger than expected. This was when the government started intervening in all the markets, and things started getting really crazy. So I don't know if that had something to do with it, but, you know, clearly it hasn't been a normal environment for the last few months. So that may be the reason why that rally got so hyper-violent, both in the downward and upward direction as we were working on the D wave. And then obviously from there I was expecting another big sell-off down to around 700. And if you move on to the final chart, in fact I have 17 charts, which is November 5th, 2008, you can see the market has sold off almost exactly where I was expecting it to drop right below $700, and now we've been bouncing. If you just review the history there a little bit, that red dashed line was drawn back in early June, and it mapped out June, July, August, September, October, and November. And it almost happened exactly, you know, for the most part, what almost exactly as expected to move. So that's the rundown gold market for the last year and a half or so.
Okay, Glenn, now, given where we are now, what can we expect?
Well, unfortunately, we're now moving into a period where clarity is going to start to decline, and it's going to be really hard for me to say what's going to happen next to gold precisely. So we're back into that generalization time frame toward the middle of a formation that I can only say generally that the gold market trend is sideways or down. It's going to stay that way for at least the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, probably about 3 years, that the downside target is about 500, maybe a little bit less, or a little bit higher, but somewhere around 500. That upside potential shouldn't be much higher than about 950, but I'm not going to be able to say exactly how it's going to proceed for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 months. What I can say is the corrective rally that we started at the low just below 700 is probably going to last about 3 to 6 months. If you look back on the most recent chart, I just closed mine, but I'm going to pull it back up here in my my book. The decline we've had off the high has taken about, what is that, about 7, 8, June, July, August. Yeah, about 8 months. I think it's a triangle. I think it's finished or about to be finished. And because of the longer-term trend remaining down, the only reasonable choice is that we're going to go into an X-wave bounce. And X-waves generally take about a third of the time of the pre-pattern. So that's projecting 3 months or so for the X-wave. And again, upside would be somewhere in the 950 area, downside around 650, and just back and forth for 3 months in that range. And then after it's over, then clarity will start to pick up again a little bit, and the next major phase of decline should begin. That's when the deflationary scenario should really become extremely obvious to the general public. Prices of everything will continue to drop. And the bad news, of course, is that that's going to put a really, it's going to really create a big problem with the real estate market. As a friend of mine just recently said, who lives in New York, he says, when you go through deflation, everything goes down except the debt. And so, you know, the numbers that you owe on your contracts for a debt for a house or a debt for a car or whatever it is, those numbers don't go down as the dollar's value goes up. So the problem that happens is that every dollar you have is worth more, so you end up paying a lot more on that same loan than you would have paid if the inflationary scenario were to continue.
We have all experienced situations where we had a particular scenario in mind and it unfolded up to a point, and then
right.
Somehow, for whatever reasons, things changed. My question
right.
to you is this. What would have to happen for you to say, okay, at this point, I'm changing my mind? What would make you revisit your current assessment and say it's no longer valid?
That's a really hard one because, you know, considering the sentiment environment that we experienced in gold and how crazy it got and how quickly it sold off the highs, it makes it almost structurally, technically, and the way through, almost impossible for any bull market to begin for at least, say, 2 or 3 or 4 years. It would probably take a move back above 1,000 before I would even get concerned about it. If we were able to exceed 1,000, I'd be very confused. I'm not sure what I would think about it. I'd have to see it to believe it. Yeah, I can't say right now. It's just above 1,000, I'd get nervous and very concerned, but I don't know how that would happen, and it looks like it's extremely improbable for the next 1 to 2 years.
And you too in there, too.